A food supply chain readjustment. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, the nation's food supply chain is known for its production and efficiency, yet has recently been realigned to assure supplies throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Our food supply chain is very integrated, it's very sophisticated, and even synchronized in a way, and that gives American consumers the lowest cost food anywhere in the developed world.
Which is why Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue believes that once the COVID-19 pandemic subsides and conditions normalize,
we'll go back to that efficient system because that makes the lowest cost for our consumers. It's significantly lower than any other developed country in the world, and I don't think we want to give that up.
Yet the secretary also understands our nation's food supply chain needed a readjustment to resolve potential issues regarding available food supplies. He explains that the efficiency of the U.S. food supply system, in fact, produces two separate supply chains, one for grocery stores and one for restaurants.
When the restaurants shut down, it caused really a backup in that supply chain and a misalignment of where the product was and where it needed to go. And it's taken us a few days and weeks in order to help the realignment.
Or explaining the supply chain misalignment another way.
Grocery sales are up over 40% while our restaurants obviously have been closed and that food service has been cut significantly.
Also, packers and processors in recent days are returning online after adjusting their systems to address the balance between safety and production.
I'm very proud of the producers, the processors, the packers who work very nimbly and hard to get this readjusted. Certainly the packers and processors have made a lot of adjustments in trying to keep their people safe while they keep food on the table. But we have turned the corner with our closed plants. We have virtually all of our meat, poultry, and pork plants open, dairy as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.